Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to poetry. And before we get started, I want to send a special thanks and let everybody know that the person that I'm doing this show for is Rachel Camaros, because she picked me up when I was down and said something good about my show. So it made me want to get back up. So here we go. Maybe I must tell you now before I disappear. Yes, I'm leaving you to be in a place without you, my dear. But before I go, I must say your act tickles me more than even an octopus ever could. Because while you're smiling to my face, my heart has always understood. So it can't allow my body or soul anywhere near you or you're now going or someday may go. You'll have to find a new student for your love or hate-filled school. Because I won't be burned by your fire, treated like a fool.
Yay.
It's late. We're sleepy. We're tired. But we're not quitting. There is a mysterious evil stranger walking these dark streets tonight. But you can't see him very well because he's afraid of an illuminating light. So if you do meet him, just look into his evil eyes. Tell him the only truth and you'll defeat his temptations and lies. Because in our world, if he meets any resistance, he'll turn and swiftly run. Now, if you have all you need in the way of information, just remember when you do anything evil, he's watching and waiting, and he'll send you to an eternal place of pain that's filled with only hating. Yes, that stranger may be warm and slick, but you cool him down and send him back where he belongs, into this pit. Oh, let's see. Now, I sure hope I didn't travel all this time and way to remember to answer a false alarm, because if there's anything here smoking or even a little bit warm, then I must tell you what I feel, and it's sadly true. I'm just tired of all of you all the way through. You won't pull my chain anymore or break my glass. That's why this emergency call for you is my very last. So just go on, and girl, and sit in your little red house and hide. Because it's over, baby. The fire engine of love for you has finally ran out of gas and died.
Out of gas. What it feels like.
If I drive down your road any time just to park in your garage. So even if it was the hottest desert, I'd know that you're no mirage. Because you appear before my tired and hungry eyes. I didn't know I was in for a warm and pleasant surprise. Yeah, baby, you would melt my worries and troubles away. If you would only put my body and soul into your loving play. Girl, I don't care if it's a small and not a starring part. I'd still start and work my way up towards your heart. So please let me park my car in your love driveway, and I'll show you love in a whole new and exciting way. Happy cloudy skies. Since you arrived, girl, I'm happy even on the cloudiest day because the sunshine of your love has come my way. So now those clouds of gray gloom don't have even a small chance. No, they won't make me feel sad again in our lifetime of romance. It doesn't matter what those clouds rain upon me or you. Baby, this is our sunny and warm world forever. I love you, my sweet and only lady, because even if you have for a small time or any reason, when I return and see your angelic smile, spring is my only season. Sweetheart, that's all I have to say now, but at least now you know why. Why, since I met you, there's an eternal sunshine in my life. I'm not gambling. Sir, if you think you're big enough to go ahead and gamble with anything you like, go on and take a chance with your money, job, or even your life. But remember, when it all comes crashing down upon your head and further down, Don't even turn to look for me, because I won't be anywhere that can be found, because I have done gambling on my own in this lifetime. However, all I received from my bets were more worries, headaches, and they were easy to find. But I know you won't really listen to a person such as me. See, if I'd stood where you are now, and I can clearly and easily see, I know the direction of your life is undoubtedly headed in. There's no way I'm gambling with or for you ever again. Sir, if you really do what it takes to get to the very top, then you shouldn't have to take what little I have if near me you happen to stop. Like you sometimes don't really go very far, because instead of a hot wheel, you're stuck in a mud car. So they start looking everywhere and all around just to see if someone else has what they're needing or haven't yet found. Well, sir, steal a lot, you better go and search somewhere else, because what I have that you might want or need, I'm keeping for myself. Oh, sir, steal a lot. Even though a long time ago he posed himself as a man of peace, he really is and always will be a low form as well as a thief. But he still has some people that they under his spell, because they're confused and they don't know what they're doing, but time will surely tell. See, one day they'll learn that you can't really be a man of peace and live in a rule in this hell. Sweetheart, I don't know where you have ever been, only where you're going. And I don't care what you're hiding from me, because I like what you're only to me showing. What's under that pretty surface doesn't matter to me in the least, because all I want to do is look at you and give my eyes a heavenly feast. Yeah, even though I don't know where you in your sweet life have been, it makes no difference to me, because I'd follow you anywhere and back again. Anywhere you go, that's where I want to be. Anywhere you go, oh yeah, on the breeze. Anywhere you say, that's what I want to do. Anywhere I can be, as long as I'm with you. Happy holidays, everyone, because for at least a few days our troubles are on the run, but they'll return soon enough to bother us once more. You surely must know our life is nothing but a way to keep score. Yeah, it's one long lifetime game. However, in the end, it doesn't matter if we have none or worldwide fame. So enjoy yourself for these few days, because when they're over, most will return to their evil ways, where no one really looks at you or even cares, and under no circumstances will they stop to help you or in any way with you share. Happy holidays! And when they're over, you'll find out what people are really like, because they could take the face off and stick you in the back. Mm-hmm. See. Yeah, I'm just standing here in this booth all day, collect whole way. And I don't have time to talk to you now, so hurry up and pay. But if you don't pay me now, you'll really pay me later. And if you don't believe what I say, I'll call the sheriff on you, troublemaker. So please just smile at us and we'll do the same. Now, isn't this really a fun toll booth game? Nosy news blues for you. Before we ever ask anyone a question, we should move over to the place they are now in. And when we arrive at their station, we should think a little about their situation. Because it's usually not so easy then to be all-knowing and nosy as it is on the other side of that question you'd spin. See, so please be careful, because when you look over your shoulder, a different shoulder you may find, that's someone's now standing in your old place and they're reading your old mind. Now I wonder what crimes they will discover when they search you all over you.
So don't stand there and ask any nosy questions of anyone, because you could have more than a little to lose. And then you'll learn all about the nosy news blues. Oh, nosy news blues. That's what you get when you stick your nose in where it doesn't belong. I'm just trying to tell you in a song, the nosy news blues are going to get to you, and you won't know what happened then. Let's see. I don't like it. Oh, here's a good one. Please don't awake them from your sweet, peaceful dream, or you'll be surprised at what you now see, because today we're no longer really free. Yeah, we can still go anytime or any place or anywhere, but when we do, we're able to do so with only the greatest and most frightful of care. Now, you can't really tell what could happen to you in our world today, and even though those little ones you may still be the children, no longer do they play. No, they're deadly serious out there now. Yes, even children have gone more than just a little wild. Now, I don't know what to do, so I think I'll join you in your peaceful sleep, because it's the only way I can still have a dream that I really want to keep. Okay. Girl, let's get one thing clear and talk very straight. What I'm telling you about is the difference between love and hate. Because you can't hate something or someone you don't already know. And you can't love someone who won't stay with you in your entire show. So, baby, if you leave before we finish this scene in our life, please don't come back later if I turn into a gold mine and say you really always, it was really always me you liked. See, I know what you are really like. I've seen through your disguise. So don't look at my way again with those flashing evil eyes. Yeah, it's really over, and I'm happy, not blue, because I already found a little sweet peach to replace the pits you put me through. Oh, I love that one. Oh, little peach to replace your pits. Yeah, the pits. If you can't have what you really want, then you better want what you have. Now, you may want to be a big movie star, so your image will be seen wide and far, but if all you have is a Volkswagen bus, well, you'll be happy because it's better than nothing to most of us. See, if you don't want what you now have, then somebody will take away from you the things you always have had. Yes, even if there are people smarter, richer, or happier than you, remember, just being alive makes you one of the lucky few. So you should only want what can safely be had. That's why you can't reach into someone else's future and or back into their past, because nothing they now have or ever had will really last. Now, please, I'm asking you to always recall that if you can't have what you want, then always appreciate and want what you now have. I got you, babe. I got you, babe, on the radio. Here we go. Your ship is finally coming in. It looks as though your luck has finally turned around, my friend. You have loaded down with goodies, the ship of good luck. Now you'll have more money than a lottery will ever pay. So you'll never have to work again, even for one single day. But wait a minute, I'm getting a late news flash. I regret to inform you that your lucky ship has crashed. The bulletin said it hit a berg of ice and went down in the cold water late last night. I guess you should have known your good luck wasn't real. So you would have been calm and not have been in a hurry for all that money, but you panicked. You should have known it was a long trip across the cold Atlantic, especially, my friend, when your ship is called the Titanic. Hey, my ship has come in, but it went down at sea. I don't have nothing left. Oh, woe is me. Love is truly forever. This we all surely know. But, baby, I think we've reached the end of our sideshow. Because the way you've been treating me, sweetheart, it's easy for me to tell lightness from your heavy, evil dart. See, I know the difference between sunshine and rain and the difference between happiness and false gain. You know, girl, you didn't love me nearly enough. Now I'll never forget your cold and evil clutch. I know you wanted to somehow or some way run me down, but this little rabbit's batteries will never be destroyed as you have now found, because I'll hop in the little bandwagon and throw your instruments to the ground. Now I know we're finished, and it's easy to really see that even though love is forever, we never were meant to be. A little old bunny got his batteries burnt. Why are you such a bitter little man? I wonder if it's because someone disturbed your life's course and plan. So all you do now will always be, and always will until you die, is sit in an easy recliner chair and softly cry. Ooh, getting a little bit too close to home. I wrote that back in 94. What the hell? Whoa, scary. Scary monsters. You may be my boss here and have me under your control, but in no way do you run my life or guide my soul. So go ahead, sir, and scream at me all you want. However, sir, recall that what I say now is because one day I'll haunt. If you must go back to your desk and make a long-distance call, just remember it won't be long enough to break your final and deadly fall, because you can pray forever, but it will do you not even a little good. So when you tell others what to do in this life, you can't hide under your dark hood. So now you must accept your final, sir, and we all know you'll get a fair and just and lasting reward for a life well done from the one you really served. Ooh. Ooh. And it wasn't McDonald's cheeseburgers he was serving up, I'll tell you that much. Holy, Justin Wilson used to say. Baby, prejudge me if you really feel you must. But I don't think you really know the difference between love and lust. You know, one surely comes only straight from the heart, while the other comes from a much darker part. It makes you feel all warm deep inside, while the other is nothing but a display of falseness and pride. Now, I can't really tell which one of these applies to me. There's no way my eyes can ever see what you really see. And I don't know what's in your lines of vision. However, girl, I know my life won't in every way be again worth living without you, baby, by my side. Now, to me, that's true love, but to you, it could be just an ego and pride. But you'll never know if my motor is really hot or ice cold until you raise my hood to look inside. Ooh, raise my hood. Oh, it's good. I'm humming like a cat. 'Cause you got it. You got it, and I know where it's at. Yeah, right there. Then, baby, you'll finally find out what's really in there, because I'm telling you it's real and nice and warm. Now, I'm not blowing hot air. Yeah, you'll discover, honey, when I'm finished, it's right inside your sweetheart. Loving what I have been saying is true and right, because I loved you from the start. We ever slipped. Filthy butts. Every time I see one of those filthy butts laying on the ground, I almost throw up as I make a horrible sound. Now, friend, I don't know much about you, but I'd never light it up one of those butts and put them where my food is chewed. Because if you breathe in all that foul-smelling smoke, then your life is only worth what you'll pay and spend for even one more tote. That's why when I walk in any place or anywhere, I watch where I'm going with great and painful care. For even though I can't really hurt or blow smoke at me, those butts have many today in a smoky chain from which only death will set them free. So those evil butts will always make me feel very ill, because they can't bring peace only after they've choked the life out of filthy butts. Oh, and I'm not talking about a diaper. A filthy butt. Maybe I just want one thing and I can only get it from you. Yeah, I want the bare essentials of the heart and body too. Because without your bare essentials, my life won't be complete. Yeah, I must have it all, everything for you, from your cape to your, from the cape to your toes, I will feed. What the? For the reason that wherever nourishment on you can be found, that's where I'll be, so your essentials will astound. But if I don't have those bare needs of mine by you in any way met, then I'll go somewhere else to find the shower I need to keep my roots fertile and wet. However, I get down on my knees and this is what I pray, that baby, you'll give me your bare essentials this and every day. Bare essentials. May I please have your autograph? She did plead. She said for his signature she'd do any act or deed. For he was a huge movie and television star. Everyone could tell just by glancing at his car. It was a long limo with side, and Shirley wanted to go on a moonlit ride. So she walked right up to the dark tinted window while trying to determine whether she could or would be an actress in this show. Then when the window commenced to slide in a downward fashion, she felt her body rise in temperature and passion, because she'd been standing on her spot for a long, long while. But the expression she saw didn't reciprocate her smile, though the star spun away and left her all alone, not knowing or caring that he had fallen in her eyes from his throne. Ooh-wee. He fell off his throne and sit on his in his limo. And I got the good news blues, because my news is something I can't really use. See my confident, I'm like a newspaper that has little or no circulation. See, I'm just sitting here in this abyss of darkness awaiting my salvation. Now, this salvation won't be plain or clear to each and all, for they are listening to the wrong master and they're not heeding the true call. However, one day they'll awake from their sleep, and in a new or maybe warm place, they'll discover that far too sadly and way too late. Even though they may have my good news back then sounded too good to be true, they were warned, but they wouldn't listen, and now their news is black and blue. See, those are the colors that are found in this unholy land. Promise to those who won't, for any reason, follow this plan. Just believe in me, and then I'll believe in you. So we can both start life over and believe in the blue. For blue is beautiful and peaceful color, and it shows us that many sides of each other. And I can only paint in my images with you as a model of perfection. So blue is the shade of our life should be, lived without any adulteration. Because I still want our life to be one where we both give and receive, not one where we just take and what each of us wants while we lie and deceive. Still, there isn't much left for me to do or say. For unless you let my palette of blue into your portrait in life today, well, blue shades must find another easel and soft stroking brush on which to portray my world as I want to be with someone new, if it's not to be us. Maybe what you say is my heart's good desire. If I told you, I'd be called a liar. For my, I have no real image of what it's like to have a passion, have this passion trapped in this abyss of my life. However, I realize you're in no way prepared to be my surprise. So calling my true desire an evil lie. But it's really wrong to want someone so sweet and nice, and it's to be willing to pay any or even the ultimate price. Yes, baby, I give it all up and start at the bottom for someone such as you. I'd split myself into 1,000 tiny pieces so I'd have more chances to than just one or two, inasmuch as each one of those pieces would start to grow. And I'd have that many more possibilities to be in your life and show. Or then you couldn't deny me my heart's warm and deepest desire. And surely you would learn what I said to you was always true, and that I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar. I don't like hot fires. I stay in the sky with the good guys, and I don't try anything bad. You're a milestone in my life, or just a millstone that causes my day to feel like an endless night. Are you something that I love to expect, or do you feel as if you're now a burden around my life and neck? Yeah, it's really hard to try and decipher, for sometimes it feels better or worse when I'm not close or beside her. Now, a milestone is a marker for a person, an event that we all want to remember. However, I'm tired of wearing a short sleeve shirt when there are cold winds blow in my window. That's why I just can't really make my heart or mind decide. Because even though she's a little rough around her edges and angles, she still turns on an axis that's way above all others here, like a sweet floating angel. So even though I have really, and maybe just a few months or weeks left in my time, I think I'll keep this little monument on a pedestal in my heart until my life's over and I die. Ooh, his life's going to be over. So is mine. So is yours. So is everyone's. One day, someday, which day? I don't know. Can't say. Where are you now, baby blue? I wonder if you're hiding because you feel we are through. Is that the reason you're afraid to face the truth? You always, before, had been at my side in all situations, no matter how dark the gloom. However, if you won't even bother to reveal yourself, not even one little trace, then I must believe you did an act of shame or disgrace, because I've been listening for your familiar sounds, but I have yet to hear what I had always before found, an encouraging voice and a sweet, loving inspiration. So that must foreshadow your fear and desperation. However, from your fear and shame have no basis in fiction or fact. That's why I'm asking you to reveal yourself and for what I want and need from you, what I now want, what I now lack. Okay, that's probably good for today. I'm just getting a little tired. Remember, it's poetry, and around the block and around the world, Poetry with Ralph. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.